It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. Here's one fact that suggests the scale of the disaster facing Haiti. The president of Haiti says 7,000 people have been buried so far. That's more than the number of people killed on 9/11.
And the number of people buried appears to be a tiny fraction of the number actually killed in this week's earthquake. NPR's David Gilkey told us what happened when he climbed a hillside in Port-au-Prince.
There's sort of six major arteries that go up this hill, and four of them we tried to go up were blocked with piles of bodies in the middle of the streets. I know there were some reports that people in the neighborhoods were doing this intentionally out of anger for nobody coming to help them. I don't know the reason, but had to turn around four times due to the piles of bodies in the middle of the road.
We'll be hearing from NPR's team of reporters in Haiti throughout this morning, including Carrie Kahn in Port-au-Prince.
The streets of the capital are chaotic as residents continue to try and pull loved ones from the massive piles of crumbled buildings. Dead bodies lay alongside nearly every road. Those who made it out alive search frantically for medical attention. At the tiny Eleazar Germain Clinic, there are no doctors attending to a few dozen people who've made it to the undamaged building. The injured lay on blood-stained mattresses, taking up every inch of the concrete floor. Jordani Fitzgerald says doctors have come by, but don't stay long.
No doctor. They come, they out.
Fitzgerald says his family survived the quake, so he came to the clinic to sit with people who are here alone.
I come here just for help. People don't have someone to help them.
Most of his attention has gone to an 8-year-old girl named Daphne. She has a broken arm.
You see her? He got no mother, no father. She's alone. I booked some food for her and help her to be, you know, comfortable.
Fitzgerald says there were 11 people living in her home. She's the only one who made it out alive. Down the street, Flournoy Desroches' mother and father got out, but he says he lost his daughter.
She's still buried here. It's not come out yet.
How old is your daughter?
She's 21 years old.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we got so many people. We take out life, take out dead, and we still have some buried there. We're going to try. We see these people here?
He points to visible limbs exposed in the rubble of his crushed home and next-door business.
No government coming here. No help. No ask people if you can help us. What's going on? Nobody's coming. Nobody show up.
A single police patrol car did show up with three officers. They didn't want to give their names. I asked them, what are they doing for the people? They say emphatically, we are with the people, but we have nothing to give them. We have no help. As the government struggles, international aid is slowly making its way into the country. In the Port-au-Prince neighborhood of Pétionville, a canine search and rescue team from Fairfax, Virginia, combs a huge rubble pile of what was once a rehabilitation center for disabled children. Rescue specialist Daryl Casey calls to his black lab.
Come here, boy. Come here. Come here.
A few minutes later, Fiel Bruno, one of the directors of the center, shows up. He's holding the luggage tags of one of his young American volunteers. He believes she's buried under the rubble.
She's one of the volunteers.
Okay.
So we remove three people, one dead and two alive.
The dog walks around the rubble pile a few more times. Rescuers say the canine did not signal there were any signs of life. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.